Welcome back to the second hour of Live with Linda and Friends, September 21st. So we had, let's see, who was next on the list? Kirsten. I think Anna or Ava. Sorry?
It's Teresa was next.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to add about the tea touch, the stronger tea touch. I made some experience with people with fibromyalgia, and there were some of them you were just touching really in a very, very soft way, and it was already too much. And I had others, I really had to go deep, like in the trigger points, they really asked for a deep touch. But I started with a one, and I went stronger until to a four. So it was, let's say, the first to say hello and giving the opportunity to say when it is enough. That was my experience with these people. Which is when you think that it hurts everywhere, but they also ask for having more strength in the deep touch.
Yes, and did you follow up to find out what the difference experience was after?
Well, they had it's to experience how long the tea touch session lasts after, even for days sometimes. It was, let's say, those who preferred the soft touch, it was probably, it's different to go to say that people just feel it in a different way. But what was interesting to me is that people who are suffering from so much pain all over, like fibromyalgia, they even ask for a stronger touch.
Yes. And of course, in terms of massage, a four is not even yet to the lighter contact with massage. And were you there in, I think it was Fulperhausen, when we had the head of the fibromyalgia self-help was there? So we had the experience in Germany. It was amazing. This woman was there with her son, who was, 13 or 14. Mm. And the tea touch made such a difference to this woman that she would call her son out of school to come and tea touch her if she was having a real problem. And she got to the point, Hella went and actually worked with her once. And she got to the point that she was able to put the diapers on her, on her grandchild, because she had so much pain in her body. She couldn't even use herself for her own children.
Exactly. Yeah. So I remember very well. And this is actually the situation of fibromyalgia is so different from one person to the other. And I remember when I was showing the tea touch to the rheumatologist, I showed him how I do the tea touch, and I was thinking on the trigger points, because they say you have to go deep to see if it is fibromyalgia. And I did the tea touch about a two, And he was so astonished and saying, we don't learn that at a university. So it is to, I think it's so important to say hello with the touch, the way the message goes in, and that can be different. That's what I'm meant to say, that you can have the same tea touch in different pressure for these different people, and it's just good, like it you can make it. But I remember many the one I was working with them, they said, please, it's really to hurt in a certain way. And that's, I believe, what's going on in massage. They want, what do we say? We try to take away the pain with the pain.
Well, and I think maybe, I'm interested to know from just raising your hands, how many of you have found with certain types of pain in your joints that if you press, and this is not rheumatoid arthritis, this is not inflamed arthritis, but with joint pain, for instance, with me, there are times when it hurts to go with all the pressure I can, but it's a good hurt. And if I do it for 3 or 4 tea touches, it's, the pain is gone. I mean, it's just gone. And it wanders from parts to parts in my body, but very infrequently. And I have to meet it there wherever it is. So there, although with fibro, man, as you said, it's like different with every person. It's so, I think it's a very different from joint pain. So this idea of asking people, do they like, I mean, does it feel, it may be painful and it may feel good at the same time. And because of my own personal experience, I find that can be really useful. We've got these other hands. Who's next, Kirsten?
Next is Ava, then Anna, then Marnie, and then Victoria.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Ava.
I wanted to today, after many months, I've given my friend an FI, and I stopped giving FI for a long time. I just didn't feel like it. And I combined the functional integration with the tea touch. And it was just amazing for my friend first, you know, at the end of the, and she has terrible back pain and you know, very difficult health condition and in total pain. And she really was so relaxed. And I was amazed because her whole face has changed, the body, the not only more mobility, but she had unswollen, which is something, you know, her body, it looks like she had lost 5 and myself. I never had.
And is this your dog?
One really amazing surprise. And for me, I felt like I had so much more freedom. I had so many more possibilities that I could do tea touch using my whole self and the pelvis. And I had like a huge amount of that I can do, and being in touch with my friends, so to feel what was good, what she liked.
Fantastic.
For me, and the result was really dumbfounding, especially the way that she had unswollen face and body, that she had hair that got out. I don't know. It was just
we've got not such a good connection. What was the feedback? Was your son, is that right? Uh-oh, did we lose her? Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
My question is, how much related to the unswirling, to the fact that she looked, you know, she became to her normal weight?
I mean, it's fascinating. Is that where you were using T-Touch on the face? Is that what you're saying?
Not really on the face and on the head, the skull, and then and the heart and the sternum and the feet, everything that I would do in Feldenkrais, but I was do it with a T-Touch, you know, on every articulation and everything. So I was amazed how the two blend in beautifully, you know. It's not one or the other, you know. It's not cheese or dessert. It could be together and it feels good.
Interesting, fascinating. I mean, I've seen it in animals but it's the opposite. I remember seeing a very old horse that after, was in a week-long class, and after the second session of T-Touch on the body, because he was not moving well, and I don't think we were even doing the work in the labyrinth or just in the stall with T-Touch. And he looked the opposite. He looked like he had gained 100 pounds because he like filled out. So something is happening. And of course, when you're working on your feet, it's affecting the entire body. So fascinating, eh?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you were inspired to pick up your work. Thank you for sharing.
Is there also work on the fascia when you do that?
Well, of course. I mean, you can't touch the skin.
You work on the whole fascia system?
Yes.
When you do the T-Touch?
I mean, think about it. You have to, because that's what you're moving with light, with light touch. So, and it's more than the fascia. It's the network that has been recognized since the 50s of this beautiful network that binds everything together. It's way beyond the fascia. And it's just fascinating to think what else we are affecting. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next? Kirsten?
It's Anna.
Anna, hi.
Hi. I believe her name is Denise. And I had that slight reaction about this idea of the T-Touch, starting with the idea of 2 seconds and kind of a little bit of the quarter, I guess. I mean, just a little bit. I started practicing that. When you started working with us on our hands, you started with taking one palm, connecting it with the other elbow, and then going across. And I've been doing this ever since you started explaining it to us. And now when I do it with thinking about seconds and counting 1,000, 2,000, getting to there, breathing in, you know, through my nose, out through my orca breath. What's been going on now? I can start anywhere I want because I'm really thinking the seconds, 1,000, 2,000. And it's really changed my perception of T-Touch. I'm excited to explore it more. It's just the beginning, but what's happened for me now, I can start anywhere I want. wherever I'm going to work, whatever, you know, because I love, of course, this butterfly, the thyroid. I do this every day, several times a day. I love, is it the baby chimp that I use? And of course, what I was going to say before, I was always starting going out towards the outside, you know, ending in the middle of my quote butterfly, what do we call it? The wings. And then what I started doing is realizing I could go into the center where they meet the two parts of my butterfly. And I can't tell you what's happened. It's opened up. Like I feel like I had said, my heart, I can feel my heart literally beating up, beating down, beating up. I mean, I've never experienced that. 66 years old. And now I feel like I can hear my, feel my heartbeat. I'm like, wow. All I want to say again is thank you for everyone always sharing. I learned so much. Again, blessings.
Thank you, Anna. And Kirsten, can you, after the next one, can you pull up the nine elements so we can take a look at that again, please?
Yes.
Because we're going to keep going back to that. Thank you, Anna, for that. And you'll see in the nine elements, it's like there's a difference between when do we use the 1 second circle? What's the difference between the 2 second circle? And when do we apply the 3 second circles? And then what Denise is exploring is, okay, what about the 4 second circles? And then we'll say why, why? I'm really careful about using the 3 and 4 second circles from my experience. Thank you. Thank you so much, Anna, for your wonderful descriptive experience. Who's next, Kirsten?
Marnie.
I don't know if you remember when we first met that one day we were doing horses, and I'm a horse person, and we don't get massages and we don't get touched. And we, you know, at that time, we don't touch our horses. That's what we were learning from you, because I was, you know, macho like everybody. Horses are, you know, you don't get too friendly with your horse. And I loved them. As a little kid, I was all over my horses. But, you know, as you mature, you think you're going to be the horse trainer, and you don't, I don't know, anyway. And my body did fine, you know, I mean, sure, we had accidents, but that was no problem, you know, you just work through it. Of course, I was a lot younger. And so you said you wanted to work on me, and I'm like, because I'd never had a massage. Anyway, and so I went, oh, you know, Linda says, you know, I have to do this, oh God. Anyway, you worked on me, and you worked, it ended up you had to work so hard on me that where I could stand it, that the next day I had bruises, big bruises. But that was okay. It felt fine at that level, but it I couldn't stand anything that was light. And you kept saying, well, this is a little past, I think we used to say 1 to 10 originally.
Yeah, that's what we say, that we still say 1 to 10.
Right. And you said, well, this is a bit past 10. You don't remember this. You? But it was, you know, you were responding to what I was right. saying and stuff. And it was really pretty profound. I can't say I had another massage anytime soon. But it was fine. And it was, you know, but I didn't understand at the time that I didn't know that much. And, you know, and I teach people work on each other, and that's fine. And now I can be work, you know, things have changed a lot in that many years. But even when I was teaching, I would teach people to work on each other a little bit while we were doing the horses or the dogs or whatever, and that was fine. And I finally was able to let people work on me, but it took a while. It really did. Anyway, that was just a perception of somebody that really needed it to be very, very hard. So,
well, it's interesting because I've only used a 10 on a few people in my whole career. And I didn't remember that you were one of them. That's really helpful to remember that. And in those, that had to be, what, 1985?
Yeah, around then, yeah, right. I don't know if it was, yeah, because it wasn't in the very first clinics that we did or when we first met. It was, yeah. Well, I would hide if I thought there was any possibility that anybody would.
Yes, I remember that.
I would say, oh, we're running out of water. I must go. I must go fix that. Whatever. Or there's a horse loose or whatever.
Not that money. I mean, I did realize that. And you were really brave. I mean, if you consider how you felt about that, because for those of you who don't know how the real horse world is, I mean, in the Western world, man, you don't touch a horse. You don't literally don't put your hands on a horse. And if they try to touch you, it's whack. I mean, I've seen this with the nicest horses. But it's a belief that's out there that if you're nice to the horse, they'll take advantage of you.
Yeah. I didn't whack them, but I didn't touch them either. I wanted to be, it's hard to be a female in the horse world trying to make it on your own. And so I had to be, you know, tougher than the rest, but I didn't hit them for doing it. But I never touched them. I never, you know, it was so, I mean, this is different than what we were just talking about, but it was so heart opening to start touching the horses as we all do as children. But it was like an incredible gift. And that's not talking about the heart massage, but whatever. Yeah.
Right. Just to be able to make that connection that you always want to make as a child.
Thank you. I thought I made it as we were riding, which I did, but this opened up. I mean, it was amazing. And I love, of course, to be a partner. I've never wanted it any differently, but of course this made it. Anyway, we're talking about something different now. But.
That's okay. Thank you very much for the reminder. Now I can add you to that handful of people I've used a tan on. Let's see. Who's next? Kirsten?
Victoria is next.
Ah, great. Victoria, hi.
Hi. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
I'm sorry I haven't been talking to you much. It has been a little bit crazy last week, but I am interested in exploring more about that blanket thing that you mentioned. And I haven't, as I said, I haven't done anything. There were, you know, all kinds of other issues going on here. So I'm here today because I'm really enjoying this group and I'm going to hear everything I hear. And I also like the everybody's experience is very wonderful. So I'm just going through a little bit of a painful crisis right now and with my health and with family and all that. So that's how it has been. But I'm happy to be here and I'm really grateful to meet such beautiful people through you and with you. And of course, your teaching is always great. And yes, that is the only thing I have to say that I do. Yes, I do my circle and the quarter. And then last week, or 2 weeks ago, I forget now, we learned that somebody mentioned that to do a little bit less, right? To keep a little space open. Wasn't that something that you had, that somebody was talking about?
That is that famous golden ratio.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's almost 1 1/4. It's like one and it's like 8:30 on the clock approximately.
Yes. Approximately. And that is something new, right? That's not something that we have talked about much yet, right?
No, we haven't talked about it. The thing is, it's so interesting. If you look at my, well, still in my original dog book, it shows it's almost a 9 o'clock, because then when we started doing using the computer more, we said it's so much easier to say 1 1/4, but that the famous actual ratio is almost 1 1/4.
Almost 1 1/4.
And yes. As Denise said in our German discussion yesterday, it doesn't matter because it's so close.
Oh, yes.
And one of the things that I, didn't you go to the dentist? Weren't you the person who was afraid of the dentist last week? Or was it someone else?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Last week, somebody was going to the dentist and was really afraid of
me.
That's what I thought. How was
No, actually, it went very well. It was 2 weeks ago. I think I missed one. I forget.
All right. Okay.
But I went 2 weeks ago to get my tooth pulled, and everybody was very supportive, and that felt really great. And it was an experience that I could forget very quickly. And then the nicest one that my dentist that I go to have been going for many years, who is not the one who does the extraction, that's another person, like a sort of not an office altogether, but he was very encouraging, and he actually said, you know, because he also did something, he did a root canal, and he worked on me for a whole hour, but there was no pain, and I can't even say which tooth it was. I look in the mirror, and all I see is that there was something black and that is not there anymore, or white. And what he encouraged me, says, listen, just recover, stay a month. So I'm going back a month from there. And that is so different from everything I have experienced, you know, but just go recover for a month, I guess, but get to my age, you're allowed to recover for a month. Uh-huh. But and it feels good.
Did you try any of the, did you do any of the heart hugs or anything to take away your fear when you began?
No, I forgot. I forgot. But something that I do that I just, pretty automatic is a circle and a quarter. As a matter of fact, when I wake up in the middle of the night and circle and a quarter, the next thing you know, it's in the morning. So I just, really love that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The heart hug. This week is going to be heart hug week for me. That's my homework from you.
Now, you weren't here in the very beginning today, right?
I wasn't. No, I was late.
First thing that we did, and some of you came in later, and I suggest when you can't sleep at night, you do it. What I asked you to do was just find some part of your body where if the cells could talk to you, they would say, oh, bring the T-touch there. Just wherever it is, and just go there. And ask, do some T-touches at 1 1/4 circles, and then ask yourselves if they could speak to you, what would they like to say to you?
Mm.
And that's what we did in the very beginning.
Yes.
And it just takes minutes to do it. And then actually T-touch that part, or even imagine that you are applying the T-touch, and pay attention if you imagine it or you do it in the air, which part of your hand do you use? I want us to, with what you're dealing with in your body, with the whole immune system thing,
yeah,
just start talking and realizing, wait a minute, I'm a miracle. I mean, wait a minute, my blood flows, I don't have to do anything, my lymph works, I can speak, I can see. Those are miracles. All I have to do is forget all this, just start talking to that phenomenal intelligence in every cell in our body, talking with this like a little key to activate, to connect with that divine intelligence that we are.
Okay. Everything.
And you just go wherever you T-touch, doesn't matter where it is. Wait a minute, this is a key to go into this universe that I have.
Yes.
It's the wow factor. That's
what factor?
The wow factor. It's okay. Wow. Yeah. I'm a miracle. The thing is, it all works without that. But yeah, if you add that, because we think, oh my God, I got this thing, it's got this name, nah, 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 we know what the name is it now. But wow, let's look at all the parts that are working.
Yeah.
And yes, encourage the rest.
Definitely. Definitely. And I also, I want to thank the person who mentioned about functional integration and doing it with that, because I have never thought about it, but I love the idea. Yes, Eva, right? Yes. Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to do that one.
Are you a Feldenkrais practitioner?
Yes.
Where did you do your training?
I did in New York City, called Manhattan One Training with Frank Wildman, if anybody heard of him.
Of course, he was in my class for some part of it, in the very first in San Francisco for part.
Really? Ah, yeah. So yeah, it was a wonderful training because he brought in so many different people. I mean, at least 10 other wonderful people were in there.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Super. Let's celebrate all of those people who brought Feldenkrais training to all of you. And yes, we in my class, we had Mia and Johanan and Gabi were his assistants. Uh-huh. But of course, we got Moshe the whole 4 years.
Yeah, and I know, you were fabulous. I mean, but that was wonderful.
And the thing,
I'm a grandchild of that, of those trainings.
Right. So to celebrate all the other wonderful teachers who came into each of your trainings.
Yes. And
it's really wonderful to bring that energy here.
Yes. Oh, I love that. You know, I thank you so much for teaching that, because I'm just starting to get in touch with that. But you tell me every time we talk to bring people in. Like,
nice.
Thank you. And somebody had a little kitty here, and I just discovered that I can bring more than just one dog of the past into my present. Yes.
Great. Beautiful. So I want to read something to you this morning.
Linda, can I remember you from yesterday? Because you say to me, I should remember for the touch on the nail, around the nail and the neurological things.
Denise, yes. Yesterday, in every Monday, we work with our German-speaking practitioners. And one of the things that I told them, it was really interesting, sometime in the 80s, I was on walkabout in Australia for a few weeks, and there was an advertisement in the local health paper about a guy from the UK who, I wish I could remember his name, who was giving an evening talk on something that was interesting. And what he showed us is that around the nail bed of the toes and the fingers, you can connect with the brain. It's interesting. I want to do this with my husband with Parkinson's. And he was just saying that about the connections here. What I did was bring then, of course, T-Touch into that. The tiny, tiny circular touches. Now, I'd like you just to all do this. And the reason is, I see, be really aware when you're doing it or when you're teaching it, if you just hold your fingers up and put the thumb underneath and now slide over the skin in a circle and a quarter, almost. Like one, just do 1 1/4 circles. Now, when you slide over the skin like that, that is not T-touch. When you roll around, a roll over, see, I'm this part of my finger, can you see it? It's rolling. Because I see that, I think some people are not still quite understanding that when I move over the skin, that does not have the effects of that key to activate that cellular intelligence. Look, it's when I move the tissue. Just try this. Hold your fingers up. Now, I'm going to and go in the other direction. And I can, that's a connection I can make. Now, let's do this around the nail bed. I hold the thumb and I do a little tiny, tiny roll. And actually, if I do it right on the nail itself, see, I can't do a circle over the nail, but I can affect, you can feel, if I roll around my, this finger, I roll. Can you feel? Woo! That circle and a quarter. It's really clear there. Now go along the nail bed, all around. It's nice on the, actually, let's do the thumbnail because it's bigger. You've got more to work with here. And I use this, actually, Ava, I was in Israel doing some horse workshops, and I worked with a woman whose child had, I don't remember what the problem was, but was the child was about 8 years old and not self-sufficient, had to be totally cared for. And one time I went with her to a lesson of on horseback. And just as they were leaving the house, the child had a collapse and her heart stopped. And of course they went into a panic, and I remembered this class I'd taken some years before. And I just went to her toenail, one of the toenails, don't remember which one it was. I think it was the big toe, and worked like this, did the touches around it. And it started her heart. Now, it's not what I would do today, because we know we can start it with the ERT touch, but I didn't know that then. And I still think of that. And by the time they got to the hospital, there was absolutely nothing wrong. They couldn't find anything what had caused her to collapse. Just, this is a mystery, because that's all I remember. But I do know that what he said, that this has this neurological connections to the beginnings of our beings. Now, let's just do this and imagine, wow, connecting to the wow thing, like open your heart and connect to that evolving brain and this intelligence that we are, that this one and a quarter circles. Now, let's apply this 2 second circle and a little pause. I was doing the 1 second circle just to activate. But now let's see how you can best see. I'm going to hold at the thumb, one, and I'm pushing between the two. One and a quarter. Woohoo! And pause. And I'm going to move a little tiny bit. Breathe in through your nose. And out through pursed lips. That orca breathing. And just apply a little more pressure. At the almost quarter spot. And move your shoulders a little, because if you're, I'm holding this up so you can see, you don't have to be holding it up, but just like feel the wow factor. It's like, holy mackerel. I am connecting with that divine intelligence, every cell in the body. I am a miracle. We are all miracles. And I invite you to, if you think about this, you know, before you go to sleep or sometime, just play around with that, where you can easily reach on your foot. Play around with that around your toes and your nails. Just another experience. Would anybody like to share any comments or questions about that comes up from it? Or feeling that you had doing this? Doesn't have to be.
Put me on the list if there's others.
Say it again.
I said I'd like to share, so put me on the list if there's other people. I don't have the raise hand feature on my computer today, sorry.
That's good. So what list you want to put on? I didn't understand, Chanel.
Oh, okay. I just, if people are raising their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Be on the raise hand list.
Okay, speak.
Okay, so when you did this exercise, which is new to me because I've never experienced that before, I felt like I was touching the universe, like as if I was actually touching the universe. That's incredible. I'm going to try this on everyone I know.
Perfect. You see, the thing is, what is said, every cell in the body, every cell is a reflection of the entire universe. And I feel like, wow, we've got this entry point that actually affects our DNA, as Denise has been sharing with us from the work that her student has been doing of bringing the work together of Dr. Pop and Anna Wise and quantum science.
Okay, the more I research with the books that you're suggesting, the more I understand what you're talking about. Because Dr. Lipton was talking about in his CD thing that I got from the library, he was talking about this, Linda, about how there's just so many of his ideas going through my mind. I can't remember exactly what he was talking about, but the more books I read, the more I understand about quantum science, that it is real. Like, this isn't a metaphysical thing, an actual scientific thing, and connecting with the cells. And even they've done research on cancer patients where they just decide that they're going to live, and then for some miraculous reason they live. And when you decide that you're going to put positive intention into the area that is hurting, wouldn't you know that you actually do get better? It works. And that's strange.
Yeah, well, the thing is, and that's, you know, you are the placebo. It's just been proven over and over. And I want to say, for anybody who doesn't, you know, who wants to have a kind of a handle on what are we talking about, quantum science, I just love the introduction. It's just the introduction to Lynn McTaggart's book, The Intention Experiment. If you read those few pages, it's so informative. If you don't know, it's worth knowing. I have a documentary for you all. It's like an absolute must see. And I'd love to know how many of you, it just came out on Netflix. and it's a fantastic God, Linda. Fungi. Fantastic fungi. How many have seen it? Sage, you haven't seen it yet? Come on. Today, it's your homework. You've got to watch it. It is absolutely stunning. It's a documentary.
It's a visual experience just to see the fungi. Absolutely.
You thought, oh my gosh. I can't get my husband to watch it with me again. I guess I'm going to have to do it alone because it's absolutely miraculous what they've discovered. And it follows right in the footsteps of the book, The Mother Tree, Finding the Mother Tree. And so nobody else has seen it? Just raise your hand if you haven't seen it. Oh, you're in for an experience. Amazing. Maggie, I see you.
I was hoping we were going to hear more from Denise. I thought that was going to happen today. Have I misunderstood?
Yeah, no, we got off on this other. You didn't misunderstand at all. Denise.
Yes.
The thing is, you are going to have questions, have the possibility of questions, Maggie.
I thought there was going to be a presentation. I thought we were going to hear more from you, Denise. I was really, really looking forward to it.
I'm sorry. I thought we did. Oh, so we, I get confused between what we do in our German and what we do in this class because it's one day apart. So we haven't done that yet with you yet? We haven't done it?
No. Nope. There was a very short thing a couple of weeks ago.
I am so sorry. So we're... Can you give a short intro and then we'll start with that next week?
I should give now and
short intro.
Intro, yes. And then next week we made a bigger thing. All right. Okay. All right. It comes a bit überraschend. All right. Yeah. I will start with a picture because Linda talks about the universe and the golden spiral and so. And I think you could see this, or that's a book over the golden cut and the golden spiral. And you see there is Nautilus and there is the universe and our galaxy. Are in 1 1/4 or nearly 1 1/4. And that's how our nature is built with. And the same what Linda talks is the sunflower. There you have the rings in there. And there are, if you read, there are 34 rings and there are 21. And if you make the quotient between this, you come to the number 1.618. And that's the number for the golden rule, for the special thing to our nature, what we are finding nice. That's how our face is. There's one part, there's 1.618. Yeah, that's the cut of nice seeing. That's how our picture very often, that's how Apple makes his logo. And yeah, that's what is very nice for us. And the sunflower is not the only one. We have the rose who built his things after this rule. And also, but Kirsten, I sent you the picture from the book from Dr. Pop about the DNA, and that's the spiral. That's the DNA, how it has to be, and that's the wrong DNA. That's what is not in the correct way, and that's what we can change with 1 1/4, or nearly 1 1/4. If you
Is that the form of the cancer cell, that particular
one? Yes. That's if you can see this, this picture is the correct thing. There are the structure in the middle, and that's the cancer. There is the spiral not in the correct position, and that's cancer. Yes, and that's what you can make correct with the right energy, the light energy into the cells. And this energy is very, very interesting because it's not laser light, it's laser light. Yeah? It's much better than the laser light. The technical laser light, you can't be so perfect. Because we are humans. We can't build in this fine things into our cells how the nature could be it. Yeah, the nature built into our cells and holograph, where are the information for our cell building? That's what we have. We have an hologram into our cells, into the DNA, where comes the copy into the mRNA. Yeah, and the mRNA built complete things for our cells. Yeah, there are hormones and all these things. Yeah, that's from the biology side. Yeah, and with light, Dr. Pop write in his book, a cell could be to 90% defect. Give you the right light energy into the cell, you can make it to 100% healthy. And that's what he find out. And that's not a fake, that's not spiritual, that's really science, physics. It's nothing more, it's science. And he's not the only science man. There are many more before, but they don't talk about it. Yeah. And many, many things are built in our medicine clinics with all these electromagnetism knowing, especially the MRT, magnet resonance tomograph. Yeah, that's, you made a magnet field for your body, where you go into the atom, into the, your every what Linda every time say tells, in trillions of cells, and there are trillions are from atome with electrons, and there you make the spin, the rotation of the electron into your body in a position where you can see where's the cancer, where are is my meine inneren Organe, my inner organs, yep. Yes. Yep. And because the water thing in the skin and in my inner organs are different. Yeah? And that's what we find out with computer, with the MRT, with 1 million more magnet field than from our Terra. The Terra has 50 micro Tesla, and into the computer tomograph in the MRT, you have 5 Tesla, and that's 1 million more magnetic force than the Earth has. that's physic. It's very, very short and very extremely view into this in this short time. Now it's a bit, confused actually. Linda, yes.
No, it's fantastic, actually. Okay. And the thing that is so helpful is the fact that Dr. Pop actually dared to follow this and write about it. And now have you connected with the International Biophysics Organization? It was just formed a few years ago. Yep. Denise?
Ich hab dich jetzt nicht ganz verstanden. Was habe ich gehört?
Hast du eine Verbindung bekommen mit diesem International Biophysics Group?
No, because my English is not good enough. And that's my problem when I connect the science people in English, I don't understand that good things. And but I have I buy his book about the food, about the light into the food. That's what's very interesting, and I have much more things, and that's enough for me as a physics teacher, because all the time it's the same procedure. It's very easy if you have. Yesterday I told it again. It's very easy if you have understand the electromagnetism, because our complete life are built in this electromagnetism, because you go into the atom, you go into the electron and atom can cell, and there are all over plus and minus, north and south pole, all over in our body, in every table, in every air, all over. And that's the same what Dr. Pop say. It's nearly the thing what Feldenkrais do. They both had the view of the Earth. Pop looks like the Earth magnetic field, and Feldenkrais looks at the gravitation. One man goes from the mechanical way, and the other goes from the electromagnetism, from the magnetic side. But both are physics, and you can bring both together. And that's very, very interesting. The problem is we make in the last 100 years, 150 years, that we cut physics, biology, and chemistry, but all together is the thing. You have to look with a big view on all this, and not only with that's my science, that's your science, and so much things. Yes, and that's the idea behind this. It's very easy if you think about it. And by the way, today I had a student there. He made the practicum for a teacher, and I had my first lesson with my new students, and we are talking about the biology, physics, and they have to write the next work in this for the next 1.5 year on my side. And he was there, and he made, really, that's very interesting. What light in the cells? I don't never hear this. And I say it's much more than the technical laser light. It's more coherent. It's better for this muster into the cells. And so, and in the end of my lesson, he came to me. Yeah, my practicum is over, but you mean it's possible that I can come again and hear how you make the physics together with the human body, and how you make this connection for the students, and he will see and hear much more about this. And I'm very happy about this, because he was only, I have to sit there, I have to make this hour, and then I see the big eyes on his, and it was very, very nice. Also, Linda, it goes on my school, all the people, and the teacher also, I think I get my lessons for my teacher colleagues next time. Then I made the T-Touch method and the science behind the T-Touch. And there are, I hope, coming the teachers from mathematics, from physics, from chemie, from biology, and the music people. Because we have to make much for the brain waves and the acoustic things, and go to the soul with the music.
Denise, have you seen the latest in America now? They're talking about the healing effects of music during an operation. And
Yesterday you told me this. Yes, no, but I don't see it. But I hear you, and the next view is for me to look at this. Yes.
Emiliano Toso, may I say it? He is the one with Bruce Lipton. Doing for the healing for the music, and he was sorry if I interrupt that was an Italian surgeon. He asked Emiliano Toso to come into the surgery room with the piano, and he had such, I think, about 10 hours surgery on a boy with a brain tumor. And he asked him to be there and playing. And this was important, is that it is 432 hertz and not the 440 what we usually have music today. It is amazing. Emiliano Toso.
How can you write in the chat?
I will. I just do it.
I used 432 hertz with my children in the evening, and also with my fiance, because he had stage 4 terminal cancer and he survived. It calms him down.
Beautiful, Chanel. The thing to, Denise, this is so fantastic to think that what started all of this was your discovery, was your interest in getting help for your dog. And for so many of us here, it was a dog or a horse or a cat who brought us to this work. And it was, that's how it started. There wouldn't be any T-Touch for you if it hadn't started with horses. And it's so interesting, this process, this discovery. When I had an interview with the director of the Center for Spirituality and Healing at the University of Minnesota in 2002, I told her the story of how I discovered T-Touch and what she said, including the experience I had with seeing the light in the cells that I then shared with Dr. Pop. That gave me the realization, wait a minute, that is this prediction that I had, this astrological prediction that in my lifetime I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And in order to do so, I would have to learn to trust my intuition. And that communication is this connection, this ultimate connection with ourselves. And with our animals. That's what brought us to this. But the thing that is really, for which I am so grateful, is I only get these, I never would have gone to Dr. Pop if it hadn't been for one of our students in the training that Teresa was in, T-Touch for You training for humans. If she hadn't called him, Tanya Lasser, if she hadn't called him on the phone and set up this appointment with me, it was like, oh my gosh, I mean, what am I going to say with this incredible man? Because if you know his story, he lost his tenure at the university, at a university in Munich, right, where Denise is, because of his study of the light in the cells of plants. They said he was crazy. And it's so interesting, Denise, that you say that other scientists, researchers know this, but they didn't dare to say it because they would be absolutely, you know, kicked out of the organization. And in the end, he's been gone now a few years. He passed, crossed over a few years ago. But the fact is, he is recognized internationally now. And there is this, and I have to find it, Teresa, after, let's stay on and find this international international biophysics organization. It's about 3 or 4 years old. We'll find it. And maybe we can work with it, Denise, to, you know, translate some of the most important stuff from it.
Linda, I can talk about these things if you can live with my not that good English. And I prepare I have very much physics lessons this year in my classes, and I try to make it in a parallel way, to make it here, to make it on Monday and at school. And if you wish, I can take presentations, and if you co-host me, then I can show some pictures or can write something, because it's much easier for me as a teacher when I wrote and show you some skizzen for thinking ways, what I made.
Yeah, your drawings are beautiful that we saw. For all of you, what I have to do is I want to thank you for being a part of this process, because you don't need this information to be successful with T-Touch. But it opens doors, as Chanel said, to finding some of these amazing visionaries who are changing our world. And the more we get in touch with the wonder that we are, it just gives us a whole new universe. So I thank you all for your patience and staying a little.
Linda, we have one more hand up.
Okay, great. Thank you, Laura. Hi.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, guys. I wanted to tell you, in conjunction with what Denise was talking about, this weekend I attended a 20-hour Donna Eden pain workshop. It was the most amazing experience of my life. And a brilliant, brilliant chiropractor and energy worker from Mexico studied. She was the first student of a man named Dr. Goiz, G-O-I-Z, in Mexico, working with magnets. And his work was called biomedical magnetism. And I actually ordered those specific magnets during the class. But she taught us about magnets. And I had always been kind of skeptical. I don't know why. Because, you know, as she taught us, the body's a magnet. You know, the north side of your hand is, the back of your hand is north, the palm is south. Everything about us is electrical. And I don't know why I didn't pick up that makes magnetism work. And the more water we have in us, the better it works. And it was so exciting. And so I was waiting and waiting for Denise to talk, because I'm so interested to hear what you had to say. And she taught us how to heal with magnets. And so I've been doing it for a couple of days, and it truly works. You know, you use the north and then the south side, and it truly works, because Donna Eden first presented the whole weekend with a video where she talked about the 9 energy systems, like auras and the 5 elements and chakras and everything. And the electrics is one of our energy systems. So the whole thing is just so powerful and so perfect. And then your work talking about the cells really just goes in and reads the whole basic of everything. You know, that's just the core of the whole thing. So it's just so terribly exciting just to learn how to heal wounds and how to heal pain. And there's something I want to talk with Megan about, if you want to get in touch afterwards, Megan. I lost your phone number, about healing sciatica. And you were talking about your husband, and you were talking about toes, and the liver and the stomach meridians are on the big toe, on the edges of the big toe that you were talking about. So it's just all ties together so beautifully. It's so neat.
Thank you. And I really appreciate, Maggie, you jumping in. And I invite you, this is Live with Linda and Friends. This is an opportunity for us because we have an incredible number of intelligent women here gathered together. And this is about sharing our experiences, our questions, our lives with these things. And having the opportunity to share in a safe space as we are here. So I just thank you, Maggie, and thank you all for being here. And thank you, Lauren, for that. And Denise, I'm just so excited. If you want to stay on with Teresa after, let's see I cannot find this paper that I printed out on the International Biophysics, I forget, or it's an organization of world, it's worldwide of biophysics. And it's inspired by Dr. Pop, of course, but they're going on. And that's why I think it would be so, they must have it in German or we'll get a translation. You could at least do the rough translation because they're pretty good. They're enough to give you a sense. So thank you all. Let's just close with a body blessing, just giving thanks to this vessel, this outer, this container for the universe. When we think of this, just every part of us going down the body and smiling and bringing that smile in. We still didn't get to all of the points that we do in the heart hug. We'll come back to that. And just thank you, all of this vessel. And many of you did the forest journey where we found the shape of our vessel. Just bring that back to you. Think of what does your container look like? This edges of your container. What color is it? What material is it? What is the shape of this vessel in which you are contained? Which the universe in every cell, I mean, think of that. Every cell is a reflection of the cosmos. That beautiful picture that Denise showed us. It's within us. That divine spark. That is a holy mackerel moment. And just think when you're doing your various types of therapies and sharings, the beautiful work that each one of you bring to this class. Just feel, wait a minute, what's this? What does my container look like? What is my vessel that contains my soul? And thank all the parts of your body. Have a wonderful week. And may the force, may the cellular intelligence, may the divine consciousness in every cell come to your awareness during this week. Aloha. I'll shut off this and with.
Bye.
stop the recording.